I'm going to share a few thoughts from Psalm 98. So if you've got your Bible, do keep it open. It's page 603. Lord, thank you so much that you speak to us, and so we ask that you open our hearts again to hear what you're saying, but to engage with what you're saying in Jesus' name. Amen. So this will be a shorter talk than usual. Spring is my favorite time of year. I don't know about you, but it's great because as you look around, you see creation and you see it giving glory to God. It sort of comes out after a long season or time of hibernation. This evening, I want to encourage us to praise in song, to praise clapping, to praise with a shout. There's another one, to praise by telling of what God has done. That's all praise. We praise as we sing, we praise as we clap, we praise as we shout, and we praise as we tell of what God has done. How do you feel when you receive praise? I feel encouraged. You love it. So in those five love languages, you know, mine is words of encouragement. Yeah, we're the same, aren't we? Words of encouragement, affirmation, we need that. That's where you're going to high fives and things. We are lifted up by that, and you'll have different ones, and God made us different. Praise kind of puts a spring in my step. I'm using the line that I used for the introduction here. And when I say spring in my step, I remember playing basketball. And when I used to play basketball, I was not very good at slam dunking, but my strengths were I could dribble, go forward, and I had good spring power. So I was able to jump really high. That's way back. So I was sort of 15, 16, 17. I'm now 37. So things have changed. Things have changed since then. But so I want to ask four questions, and I'm going to come back to why I've used that illustration of spring and feeling good when somebody gives us words of encouragement. Four questions this evening. What is praise? Who should we praise? Why should we praise? And how should we praise? So, what is praise? Two definitions. One of them, it's an expression of approval or admiration of someone or something. This is the one that makes us feel good. We express that. But I want to focus on the second one, which is expressing respect and gratitude towards God. Expressing respect and gratitude towards God. Number two. Who should we praise? Oh, no, question number two, who should praise? Who should praise? So who should praise? I want to suggest believers, and this is all drawing from Psalm 98 and the other Psalms and the rest of the Bible. Believers are called to praise. All creation is called to praise. Anyone who has known God's salvation, God's mercy, is called to praise. Anyone who has something, whether big or small, whether 20 things or one thing, or even half a thing, to say thank you to God for, is called to praise. Verses 7 through to verse 9, tell us that everybody in the world and all of the world, all nature is called to praise. The anticipation of his coming, of the coming of this King, Jesus, the anticipation of his coming brings excitement, brings joy. And as I was reading, I actually realized that carol, Joy to the World, the Lord has come, sort of makes sense here. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. I cannot hold back but sing and be excited and rejoice because he has come, because he is coming. He gives us hope, and that brings joy and praise in our hearts. Why should we praise? We praise because of how it makes us feel, which is not a bad thing, because God has created us and he's given us emotions, he's given us those feelings. So the way that it makes us feel, when we praise, when we sing, when we clap, when we shout, when we tell of or hear of the things that God has done, that makes us feel encouraged, energized. And that's a reason to praise. We praise because of how it makes others feel. When I tell them of my story and what God has done, it encourages them, it lifts them up, and that's a reason to praise. How it makes God feel is a reason to praise, because our praise is focused on God, and how it makes him feel causes us to praise. Verse 1 says, we praise because of his redemption, because of the salvation that he's given to us. We are called children of God, no longer slaves, but children of God. That's reason to praise. Verse 2, the revelation of his righteousness. He's a righteous God, and that gives us reason to praise him. Verse 3, the remembrance of his mercy. There's that story in Exodus, and in Numbers a bit, but of what God had done to the children of Israel. He had brought salvation to them by parting the Red Sea and protecting them from Pharaoh's army. But then, generations later, many of them, A, were not alive when that happened, so they couldn't recount that story. But B, they hadn't really had that story told from their forefathers or their fathers. So there was nothing to look back to give them cause to praise. So in the desert and in the wilderness, when things were difficult for them, the reason to praise God wasn't really strong because there was nothing to look back to. And yet when we can see, whether that's through somebody reminding us, when we can see what God has done for somebody or for us, that remembrance of his mercy gives us reason to praise. How should we praise? Singing, clapping, shouting, and telling of what he has done. Verse 4 tells us that we praise with a joyful shout. It also tells us that we praise with a song. 5-6, with musical instruments. Let voices and instruments join in praising the Lord. As I kind of draw this to a close, just some thoughts. There's talk of a new song. Throughout the Psalms, the psalmist often exhorts us to sing. He encourages us to sing a new song, and you see that throughout the Psalms. That word, new, means fresh, new in quality. The song may be an old one, it may be a very, very old one, but our new experiences of God's grace enable us to sing an old song with fresh, new meaning and blessing. Somebody was trying to think about this, and this might not be something that applies to you, but I just thought it was interesting. He said, maybe when someone is going through trials, think about Ash or somebody playing a musical instrument trying to tune their instrument. As they're tuning it, those strings might go through bit of discomfort. But maybe there's a tuning that allows you on the other end of that pain and trial to sing a new song. That was interesting. I thought, the tuning to sing a new song. Perhaps an experience might encourage somebody to sing a new song. And so we're going to have a response of this, but I thought it would be good to look at some examples of some songs, some hymns that perhaps we know. I've got a Songs of Fellowship. Now, you don't have to turn there because I'm going to be using some lines from some of these songs and some modern ones just to try and explain how we can sing a new song and what those songs might mean. So you have a modern song. I haven't got the words on the screen. I should have, but let our praise be your welcome. We are here for you. Let our praise be your welcome. We are here for you. And when I sing that song, when I was at college, there was this whole debate, well, how do we get into a church or into a space and invite the presence of God there? Well, he's already there. And I thought, that's a good point. But my counter-argument was, it's a bit like somebody's already in this space. They've been here the whole time, but then I acknowledge their presence there. I acknowledge them. They've been there, but I acknowledge them. I don't ignore them. I acknowledge them, and I engage with them. Let our praise be your welcome. It means, God, you're there. You're here. You've been here from age to age. This is your space. This is your temple. This is your tabernacle, your dwelling place. But I am here and I'm opening up my heart and saying, I want to engage with you. I want to receive what you have. That's one. Some older ones. There's one here that you might have heard perhaps in your childhood or recently. All things bright and beautiful. You heard that before? Yeah? All creatures, great and small. All things wise and wonderful, the Lord God made them all. You might not know it, but those words and that tune just tell you that that's what praise is telling us, that all things, and my eyes then open up and my mind to hear and see the things that God has done and made. There's another one. All heaven declares. All heaven declares the glory of the risen Lord. Forever you will be the Lamb upon the throne. I'm telling a story as I'm singing that hymn. I'm saying what's already happening. All heaven is declaring this truth, and I am joining with them. Sometimes we'll lift our hands, and as we lift our hands, you think, why am I doing that? Well, I'm acknowledging that my praise is bigger and beyond just me. There's time to do that, depending on what that song is saying. But all heavens declare the glory. It's big. It's bigger than me. And sometimes it's a good thing to express it in that way. One more. Praise my soul, the King of heaven. And it carries on, carries on, carries on. What's that one doing? Praise my soul. So I might have woken up that day and I'm really struggling and I'm grumpy and it's been so difficult and I'm trying to get out, I'm trying to make my breakfast and it's just not happening. And I come in and I say, Dino, how are you feeling this morning? Do you feel like praising? And the answer is no, with a capital N and a capital O, underlined, bold, no. And as I start to sing this, I'm talking to myself. Praise my soul, the King of heaven. So I'm declaring a truth there, the King of heaven. He is the King of heaven. That's bigger than me. praise my soul. So you might not feel like it. It's not about you all the time, my soul. But this is a truth that's bigger than you. It's a truth that's greater than you. It's eternity. Join. The others are singing. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. I join in with them. I'm going to stop there. Praise is wonderful. It's so rich. It's a gift that God has given to us. Now, when we gather to praise, do we do all these things all the time? No. Does every song call for all those actions, shouting? No. Sometimes we can praise in a quieter way. Does every song call for us to do that? No. Some songs call for us to do that. Some songs call for us to do this. And it depends on what I am doing and what that message is. Because my audience in praise is heaven. It's just that I'm doing it together with you. But I could do that on my own. When we gather, we encourage one another as we praise, as somebody plays and leads us. We're doing that together.